Merry Christmas. It is now the fourth day of Christmas, and I would like to begin by telling you about my Christmas day. Is that all right? So as you all know, of course, I am a pastor, married to a pastor, and so our Christmas Eve is quite busy. And so by the time we get to Christmas Day, we are rather exhausted, especially because Breath of God has a Christmas Day service too. So we are finally making our way to the grandparents' house for our festivities downtown. And of course, this is the first chance we have had to finish the book that we've been listening to while we drive to the grandparents. And so what do we do but we finish listening to A Diary of Anne Frank. You all know A Diary of Anne Frank? And this is not just the end, this is the epilogue. Do you know what happens in the epilogue to A Diary of Anne Frank? They explain how and when each person who lived in the annex died. And so there we are, about 12:15 on Christmas Day, tears running down at least my face. Luke does not cry, but he makes fun of my crying. And so we are driving and I am crying while we are mere blocks away from the ICE facility in downtown Baltimore. In fact, the very next day, Mark, my dear spouse, tried to visit someone in detention there, but there was a sign on the door that said there were no visits for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or for the day after Christmas. And of course, they do not have visits on the weekend. And so the only way to get messages from loved ones, the visits from clergy and lawyers, has been cut off, even while they could apparently staff ICE well enough to raid people's cars and homes and neighborhoods on Christmas Day. Why should we read such a horrific story as the slaughter of the innocents in the season of Christmas? Well, because it is no isolated incident. This is, in fact, how the world works. This is the way of the world in which we live. And unless we look and notice and call out and stand up, on it goes, undeterred. It doesn't stop simply if we look away and pretend it's not happening. Celebrating Christmas fully means hiding Anne Frank in our home. It means standing up against people literally being pulled out of broken car windows by ICE. It means taking notice that right now in this season of Christmas, there are children in Ukraine and in Sudan and in Palestine suffering for the lack of peace that is in our world. It means demanding changes that protect our children from gun violence in the places where they go to learn. Also on Christmas Day, I finished the book that I listen to every year. Perhaps some of you also listen to it, or at least you know it. It is Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. You all know that story? In A Charles Dickens Christmas Carol, there is a point in which Scrooge has started to become reflective. And he says, "Why did I walk through crowds of my fellow beings with my eyes turned down and never raised them to that blessed star which led the wise men to a poor abode? Look and see the good and the bad. Let Christmas change you like it changed Scrooge. Life is full of opportunities to celebrate life and to oppose forces of oppression and injustice. And today, in our modern world, it only seems uniquely awful, but I will tell you, since very early on in human history, this has been the way of the world. We only now see it all, or nearly all. Because we can see it from our TV screens right in our living rooms, or from the phones we constantly carry around with us. But that also means that we are uniquely capable of doing something about it. Tyranny in this broken world of ours thrives on hate and fear. And wants you to join in the hatred and the fear, even if it's in opposition to them, as long as you are hating, they are winning. We must instead dive deep into love and joy in small and large ways. For that is the joy of Christmas. That Jesus breaks into our world of hatred and fear with love and compassion and hope. And so, look around you. See hate. Give love. See oppression. Give compassion. For Christ was born among us that we might have life. And have it abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen.